God has great plans for your life, and I really believe that replenishment is required in order for you to fulfill those plans. You can't give from an empty tank.
Are you a career and family woman who's great at taking care of everyone except yourself? You'd like to get refilled, but there's just not enough time in the day? If so, you're in the right place, friend. I'm Amy Gustafson with How Leaders Replenish. Consider this your one-stop shop to enjoy some coffee talk with a gal pal, where we'll dig into replenishment, relationships, and fulfilling your life calling with God's grace, so you can be a better version of who you were made to be for the benefit of not just you, but everyone around you. Let's do this.
Hello, hello, friends. I am so excited to be on our topic today, which is this question: do you have a replenishment plan? You know, I realized years ago that I was not getting enough replenishment in my life. Sometimes you may have noticed in yourself that maybe your heart just starts feeling like it isn't quite as joyful as it used to be. Maybe you're noticing a lot of that it's not at all as joyful as it used to be. And when we sense that in ourselves, it's a warning sign. It's a light on the dashboard going off saying something's not right. We need to fix something here. And I think the best way to fix that is to get a replenishment plan for many of us. That is something that we have lacking a lot of times. And so that's one of the reasons I started this podcast, is I wanted to find out what other women do to replenish. I have a number of things that have been working for me over the last 4 to 5 years, especially, that I am excited to share more with you on this podcast. But I also wanted to interview other women. And so I'm super excited about the interviews because I think they are so life-giving, and just getting a nugget here or there from different people helps so much and can be a complete game changer. I love the scripture, Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life." I think about a spring. I had a great uncle. He's now gone to be with the Lord, but I had a great uncle who had a spring in his yard. And it was so cool because he shared yards with a neighbor, and the neighbor man would mow on both sides of the spring, and he built a little walking bridge across the spring. And it was probably only about 4 to 5 feet wide, in some areas like 3 feet wide. It wasn't that wide at all. You know, I was a kid when I remember most of this, but it was probably about to my knees. And what I remember about the spring is it was super cold. It was super pure. It never looked dirty, and just very, very fresh water. And someone had built a little box nearby that was right next to the spring, and the spring went into that box and they could scoop water out of it. It wasn't very deep. If you know anything about a spring, they are fed from an underground aquifer, and this spring was fed from a deep underground aquifer. So when people had the water tested, it would always be some of the purest of pure water. It was just super cool how it was always really cold. I didn't always love that as a kid because sometimes we would get in it, but it was really cold, but super cool how it was so pure and beautiful. So I think that's cool that this Bible verse compares our heart and keeping our heart with the springs of life, because a spring is very pure and unpolluted because it's from that fresh water source, and it has a continual bubbling up of fresh water source. And our heart and life is supposed to be that same way. It's supposed to stay pure and unpolluted. And that's why we're supposed to watch over the condition of our own heart, because we need to make sure that we're getting that fresh cleansing to our heart on a regular basis. As you all know, there are challenging things that happen in life. There may be struggles at work, struggles with your family, struggles with a business you own, struggles with extended family. Maybe you're caring for parents. Maybe you're caring for a special needs child. Maybe financial challenges you're going through. And these are all things that we need to watch our heart and make sure that our heart isn't getting bitter or having permanent injury over these things. We need to get that bubbling spring water coming up in it to refresh our heart so that we can go forth and meet the challenges of life with a victorious attitude. What we don't want to let happen is get into this mindset of being a victim or feeling like everything in life is against us, because if we start thinking in that negative mindset because of a lot of things coming against us, then it can be easy to start speaking in a negative flow to the point where we actually start having a self-prophecy, you could say, that we are speaking negative over our life and getting more of it because of what we're speaking, because our words really do have tremendous, tremendous power to direct our ship, to direct the direction of our life. And so even when it seems like everything is coming against us, it's so important to make sure that we are keeping our vision set to good things we want coming into our life rather than seeing more of the negative, believing for the good things and keeping our heart clean and pure. I think one of the biggest things that I want to talk about with you today is having a sacred day for yourself. This is something that's found in scripture, if you're familiar with the Bible at all. It's in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. And this is where, in the Bible, God introduced the Sabbath, or I like to call it a sacred day. And it says, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work." Now I'm going to skip down to verse 11. It says, "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy." Traditionally, when the Bible was written, the Sabbath day or sacred day was on a Saturday. And I realized that now in the world we live in, with many people working night shifts, working Saturdays, Sundays, all those kind of things, the Sabbath day or a sacred day might have to be a different day for different people, depending on your work schedule and all those kind of things. I want to challenge and encourage you today to pick one day each week that you can actually have a day of rest, where you replenish and you recover. My second challenge to you is to write down 5 things that would be restful to you. Like for me, before I was a pastor, I would often have my Sabbath on Sundays. My husband and I would go to church. This was before kids. And we would come home and we would have rest time. We would sit and maybe read a book, maybe take a nap, maybe go for a walk. We lived in an apartment when we were first married for a number of years, and our apartment had a pool. We may go swimming or go in the hot tub, things like that. So what are some things that are restful? I heard one mom recently telling me that her rest time is the husband watches the kids a bit, and she takes a bath and reads a book for like half an hour to an hour several times throughout the week. And so that might be something that you specifically do on your Sabbath day, something that is just restful and replenishing to you. Maybe you really love nature, so it's going out in nature. Or maybe you love a coffee shop and you're going to go sit at a coffee shop. But whatever it is, make sure it's replenishing to you. Now, it's funny because my husband, Sean, and I, we are pastors of a church. And one thing that we have in common is that we both grew up in the country. I grew up on a farm and Sean grew up on more of a hobby farm. And so for both of us, we love nature and the country feel to replenish. But it was cute because we were out to dinner with a couple that are friends of ours who are also in ministry. And they both are from very big city area. I believe one said they were from Minneapolis and the other one was North St. Paul or something. And so they both were saying that to them is not replenishing to be in small towns or that type of thing like what we have in the Rochester area. But they said when they are looking for some extra peace, they will go drive down in the big city area because just being in that environment is very restful to them. And so I thought, wow, that really shows that people have different things that bring them rest, but make sure whatever it is, it's something that brings your heart rate to more of a peaceful place, that it's tranquil for you, that it's life-giving to you. So I would challenge you to make a list of 3 to 5 things that you could do on your sacred day that would really fill you back up. You want things that your cup is going to be overflowing so that you have energy to give out to other people during the week. And you know, I think about resting, and I think we often have to schedule this or we won't get it done. You know, most guys I've met don't have trouble with resting. I've never seen a guy sitting on the couch watching sports or something and saying, "Man, I feel so guilty about doing this. I really should be doing laundry, or I really should be cooking a meal for the family, or I really should be out doing this." Guys just tend to have more of an ease with resting. I know not all guys are that way, but a lot of them are. But it seems to me that women struggle more with that. So that's why I really want to encourage you to schedule that day of rest each week. With my husband, Sean, and I, we're pastors, and then I also love to write. So we have a couple of books. I sometimes do guest speaking and different things like that. And so we, about, probably 7 years ago, just really had a lot going on in our life. Things with extended family, things with work projects. Sean was starting to recognize that my heart wasn't as, you could probably say, soft as it normally was for all the years that he's known me. And he just started talking to me about that. Do you feel like you're getting enough rest? What can we do to get you more replenished? And so we had that conversation, and he encouraged me to go do different things like get a manicure, get a massage. And I would occasionally do those things. But probably about 3 years ago, Sean said to me, you know, with the demands increasing on your life and everything that you have on your plate, I really feel like you need to do more to rest. And what a great husband he is, you're all thinking, right? And so he is a wonderful husband. And so he encouraged me. He said, why don't you go to a hotel for a night or two and just do something fun for yourself? And so I did that upon his recommendation. Bless his heart. That was so kind of him. And I just want to interject here. Our kids are now beyond 10 years old. So our oldest right now is 20. I don't think I would have felt comfortable doing that when our kids were young, because with Sean working a full-time job, I would have felt like, oh, he needs that as much as me. So we did more family vacations, and I don't think I would have wanted to leave him with all that responsibility when he has a lot of demands on his life too. But now with the age they're at, he said, you know what, the kids and I, we're fine, you just go do this. So I did. When I got there, I laid down and I just took a nap. And when I fell asleep, I had this dream. I was trying to wash and dry three nice, big, beautiful looking peaches. And it's funny, it's peaches because peaches are one of my favorite fruits, and they were just huge. And I managed to wash them all at once. But as I was trying to dry them, all three slipped out of my hands because my hands weren't big enough to be handling all three of these. They each needed to be handled individually. And in the dream, I just asked what the peaches meant. And I heard this voice say, one is taking care of your family, one is work, and one is self-care. And time with God comes in the area of self-care. And then I awoke from the dream. And I thought it was so fascinating that the dream had peaches, because like I said, I really enjoy eating peaches. But peach is symbolic. Oftentimes people will call someone a peach, meaning they're very pleasing and pleasant to be around. And symbolically, if you look at a peach, it often represents pleasantness and friendliness, things like vitality and energy and playfulness. And in some nations, a peach is considered to be a blessed fruit and signify longevity and riches and honor and happiness and things like that. And so I thought, wow, that is really true, that if we take time for each of those three areas, and again, I'll name them family, work, and then self-care. And in the dream, it specified time with God is a part of self-care. When we take care of all three of those things like they need to be taken care of, it does make us more of a peach of a person, more pleasant to be around. I thought that was just such a fascinating dream, and I wanted to share that with you because I, in the past, have always felt guilty often for taking care of myself, and I'm sure there are a number of you listening to this that you are in that same boat with me. You can totally understand what I'm saying. I want to encourage you to not feel guilty for taking time to schedule replenishment. Now, I'm not talking about being selfish and putting your family's needs aside and not being there for others. I felt like I should say something to single moms, because I know that there are some single moms listening to this, and you might be saying, well, how would I even do that? I'm a mom of young kids and I work a full-time job. I don't love to have my kids watch a lot of TV or play video games or that kind of thing. We purpose to limit those things in our house. But if I were a single mom in your shoes, I would plan that sacred day. And let's just say it's Sunday, I would take the kids to church. And then when we got home, I would have a meal that I made the day before, or something like sandwiches pre-made, and just put that out on the table for the kids. Or maybe it's a baby, just get the baby fed. And then have them watch something that would be good for them to watch, you know, something that's not going to produce ill behavior, anything like that, because I really believe that what we let our kids watch and what we watch, we become like that. It becomes normal to us. So I would have our kids watch some type of movie that would be positively affecting them. And during that 2 hours of them watching that, I would maybe sit and take a nap or read a book of something that is replenishing. And so I want to encourage you, even if you're a single parent, you can still find little ways to replenish. Now, if you are married, you know, there's a wonderful thing that Sean and I used to do when our kids were little. Sean always had Saturday and Sunday off, and I did as well. And so what we would do is on Saturdays, we would always take turns, and we would let the other one every other week sleep in until 11 or 12 o'clock, or get up and read a book, whatever they wanted to do, and the other one would watch the babies. then we would let the other one, maybe from 12 to 2, have a couple of hours to just read a book or take a nap. And so we would kind of flip-flop on Saturdays to make sure that each of us were getting rest. So one would have morning, one would have afternoon, and we trade that off every other week. And that was super, super helpful. So I want to encourage you that maybe that's what you do if you're married and can do that with your spouse. Maybe it's time where you let the kids watch something and you just get some replenishment in there on your day off. But my challenge for you today is to schedule a day for the rest of the year that is going to be your sacred day and to write down 3 to 5 things that you will do during that day to help you to just get to that place of overflow and refreshment and replenishing. I just want to encourage you that God has great plans for your life, and I really believe that replenishment is required in order for you to fulfill those plans, because I'm sure you've heard it said that you can't give from an empty tank, and that is so, so true. And so as we replenish and keep the springs of our heart bubbling up, keep our heart healthy and whole, then we are able to fulfill all that God has called us to do. So I want to encourage you today that when you rest, you will be a better you for everyone around you. So until next week, when we talk again, may you have a wonderful time replenishing this week. May you have fun in your relationships. And remember that God has a great plan for your life, my friend.
Thanks for being with me today. If you enjoyed this, would you do me a big favor and take a moment to leave a review to help other professional women and moms find our podcast too? I would appreciate it so much. Also, if you have a question you'd like answered, there's a tab for you to leave a voicemail on our website, and yours might be one of them chosen to be played on the podcast in the future. I pray you have an amazing week and look forward to visiting with you next time.